Immigration Minister Andrew Giles insists the locations of those immigration detainees released by the High Court ruling last November are always known, and community safety has not been compromised. That's despite Mr. Giles having to recant a claim he made last week that drones are being used to monitor these detainees. He's told Federal Parliament he was given misleading information by his department.
I did state that Operation Aegis was using drones. I relied on information provided by my department at the time, which has since been clarified.
Members on my left.
Now, our strong laws, Speaker, imposed strict visa conditions on everyone in the NZYQ cohort who were released following the High Court decision. This can include electronic monitoring, curfews, financial reporting, spot checks, random home visits, as well as other mandatory conditions.
Mr. Giles also says an overhaul to the controversial Direction 99 will be put in place by the end of the week. This direction allowed for some migrants who committed violent crimes to avoid deportation if they had significant ties to Australia. Mr. Giles says it will be amended to focus more on community safety.